This ancient story begins with the death of the miller, an old man who lived with his three sons, among whom he divided his humble inheritance. For the eldest of the brothers he decided to leave the mill, for the middle one the donkey and for the youngest the cat that had kept the family so much company. It was not a great inheritance, but the brothers seemed to agree, except for the youngest, who was so disappointed, for how was he going to make a living with a cat that he could not even eat? But beware, cats are cunning and intelligent animals, and this one even talked, and seeing his owner plunged into such misfortune he set to work. The first thing he did was to ask his master to trust him, and the latter let himself be guided by the animal, without much hope, for he had no other choice. What could he expect from a poor feline like this, he wondered. Then the kitty asked him for money, and gave him what little he had left. And in a little while the cat appeared, very well dressed, with good boots and even a hat to fit, and how well he looked, quite a gentleman he seemed, but his master was angry, for all his money had been spent. The cat in boots with great conviction told him not to be afraid, that it would be a good investment. The owner kept quiet and nodded with resignation, while he watched the cat go hunting or fishing. And the fact is that felines have a good reputation as hunters, or at least those of yesteryear, and this kitten would be no less. He presented himself at the palace gates, and every piece he hunted he offered to the king, 2 rabbits, 3 hares for his majesty, in the name of his owner, the Marquis of Carabas. Another day, the cat in boots, very clever, went out into the street with his master, knowing that the king and his daughter were going for a walk, and taking advantage of the occasion to pretend that his master was drowning and that some thieves had stolen his suit. The cat in boots said, "Help! My master, the Marquis de Carabas, has been attacked by thieves. They have taken all his clothes and he has been left in his underpants." The king, who was very kind, gave the Marquis de Carabas some new clothes and invited him to get into the carriage with him. On the way, the cat went ahead and met some peasants who were working in the fields. He said to them, "Listen, my friends. When the king asks you who owns these lands, say that they belong to the Marquis of Carabas." And so they did. Finally, the king came to a beautiful mansion that the cat had seen in the forest. "This is the house of my master, the Marquis of Carabas," said the cat. In reality, the house belonged to an evil ogre who had gone out hunting, but the cat knew that the ogre would not be long in returning. When the ogre returned home, the cat said, "Welcome, Mr. Ogre. I hear you are an expert at transforming into animals, could you prove it to me?" The ogre, presumptuously, transformed himself into a lion, and the cat was so frightened that he jumped out of the window. The king, who was in the street, saw the cat and said, "Look, it is the cat of the Marquis of Carabas." Then the cat entered the house and said to the ogre, "Well, was it a real lion or just an illusion?" The ogre, surprised that the cat had escaped, turned into a mouse and the cat caught it and took it to the king. "Look, your majesty, I have caught the ogre that was terrorizing these lands," the cat exclaimed proudly. The king, impressed by the cat's skills, named the Marquis of Carabas the owner of all the lands that had belonged to the ogre. The young man became a rich and powerful man thanks to the cunning and intelligence of his faithful friend, the cat in boots. The youngest of the brothers learned not to underestimate his abilities, and the cat had taught him a lesson, that ingenuity and creativity were more important than money and material value.